This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Ken Root. The market for cattle has been falling for at least a couple of years. Producers consider that to be bad as their profitability is pretty much gone at this time. The price of beef is coming down and consumers like that. As beef was so expensive a few years ago, many people thought they'd never eat another steak. Now the market seems to be close to a bottom on beef prices, and cattle producers are hoping to see an uptrend in the value of their livestock. A noted livestock economist weighs in. Next.
Hi, it's Ben Nully. Are you 4-H grown? I am. If you're a 4-H alum, now is the time to step up and share your story about how 4-H helped you become the leader you are today. During the month of October, National 4-H Council is asking alumni to tell their personal stories of the positive role 4-H played in their lives. Use the hashtag 4-H Grown and visit www.4h.org/share to share your story today.
Dr. Daryl Peel is a livestock marketing economist at Oklahoma State University. Farm broadcaster Ron Hayes from the Rural Oklahoma Network provided this interview.
Well, this market has been, you know, kind of under a pretty big shadow for the last few weeks. We've had a lot of supply thrown at the market. It's been looking for a bottom. We're on a very short-term basis. We're past some of that supply pressure or moving past it. So I think this market's trying to find some footing. It's trying to consolidate a little bit. Hasn't really put that all together yet, so we haven't seen a lot of change. And I think it's really just kind of treading water right now, trying to find its footing. You know, again, we've had a lot of supply pressure, most especially with beef, but we also have large supplies of pork and poultry in the market. And so there's been plenty of supply out there. It's been really hard. I think we've moved a fair amount of meat through the market, but that hasn't been translated into anything you could really detect as any real improvement in the market. So, you know, maybe we're holding our own. That's probably the best way you can say it at this point. Again, in light of the large supply pressure we've put on the market, it's held up perhaps as well as could be expected, but certainly continues to struggle a little bit. Beef exports for the month of August were up a sharp 29.5% to all markets. It was up to all of our major markets, with the exception of Canada, which was down in August and is down for the year to date. But most markets were up pretty nicely on exports. At the same time, imports of beef continue to fall, most sharply from Australia, which had been up so much in 2014 and 2015. And it's a mixed bag there. We're getting more beef from Canada and Mexico, less from Australia, New Zealand, and some of the minor markets. And so, you know, total beef imports were down 16%. They're down about 12.6% for the year to date. So the net picture for beef trade for the U.S. is definitely improving. Well, I think it's pretty basic market fundamentals. Obviously, we're coming down from record high prices. Wholesale beef prices have dropped significantly. So that's the major catalyst. Obviously, supplies are higher. We had a year ago when beef exports dropped, not only because prices were at record levels, but we simply didn't have the supply of beef in many cases, relatively speaking. Mm-hmm. So we've got a bigger supply. We've got lower prices. The strong dollar continues to be a headwind for exports and has the opposite effect by making imports still a little more favorable. But the dollar impact really is not one that usually overrides market signals. It can either moderate them or accentuate them. And in this case, it's moderating those market impacts, but the market impacts are still favoring increased beef exports and decreased beef imports.
Dr. Daryl Peel, a livestock economist from Oklahoma State University. You can find the story on our website, iowaagribusinessradionetwork.com. I'm Ken Root.